You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. This is Teddy Lee Knox taking over the lead for Jesse Jewett because he's unfortunately out sick today. But I am joined by our president of Zipline, Andrew Lynch. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Thank you for joining us. We have a very fun topic today, one that I actually really enjoy talking about, trade shows. I got my start here at Zipline working on a lot of trade shows for customers, so very near and dear to my heart how important it is to get these right from a logistics standpoint. But I think it is a really important aspect for everyone. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Awesome.
Love this topic.
So why is it important to Zipline to support trade shows?
Well, so, you know, certainly important to Zipline to not just support any trade show, right? So, you know, as a business built to serve a really specific community in consumer goods and retail suppliers, you know, one of the things that we felt like would be, you know, not just a differentiator from the sales side, which of course matters, but also just something that we identified early in the demographic that we wanted to serve in that CPG community, is that it really is this very closed, tight community of people that, you know, cooperate with each other, and folks move from company to company and brand to brand often. You know, it's an enormous industry, but a pretty small world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that if we were going to afford ourselves the opportunity to build a business serving this community, that we also invested in that community to the same extent, like give as much as we take, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we started attending trade shows way back when, right? Mm-hmm. I think I just went and hustled these things, you know, by myself for a long time. And it didn't take very long in those early years of not necessarily sponsoring or investing in them, but just showing up and trying to sort of introduce ourselves to folks, just how unappreciated that approach was.
Yeah.
You know, it was really clear that people were protective of their investment in trade shows, that it was really important to them what they were there to do. And of course, it is, I think. So, you know, getting that perspective from them sort of the hard way.
Yeah.
And understanding that, you know, if you want to be in the consumer goods community, if you want to serve these brands, you've got to sort of walk the walk in the same way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, why they've become such an important part of our business.
Yeah. And you mentioned that, you know, not all trade shows are created equal, and we do have some big ones coming up, but what are some of the biggest trade shows in logistics space?
Well, for us, I mean, you know, the Natural Products Expos, now it's just the Natural Products Expo, RIP East, but Expo West and Newtopia Now, which they're replacing Expo East with, which I think is going to be really exciting and interesting. Those are huge ones for Zipline and really for most of the brands that we serve. I mean, we meet a lot of folks at shows that serve, you know, kind of micro brands, much, much smaller brands. You get to know them, you know, at shows like the fancy food shows, where, you know, a lot of those brands are really small and coming in internationally, or you meet them on LinkedIn, right? When you see something else in a category that you follow coming up. But Expo, I think, tends to be for really young brands, sort of like a coming out party. Mm-hmm. They invest big, you know, they're there to meet retailers. It's an exciting show. It's an amazing event that they put on. You know, beyond those two, fancy food and Expo, you know, I would like to personally, you know, make deeper investments in more shows. I think the supply side shows are really great because it's a place where, you know, brands can walk around and meet suppliers and mm-hmm. you know, maybe afford themselves the opportunity to be shoppers and not sellers. We love CES. That's been something that we have as a part of a high value strategy that we're expanding here at Zipline. We started attending CES a couple of years ago and are really building out an incredible value proposition around that vertical. That's a really cool show, of course. Yeah. And then, you know, we're pretty new to the NACS show, which is the convenience store space, but that's another place where I think, you know, you can really, a brand can show up and really meet a ton of high value buyers, high value retailers, and connect with other brands in their space and, you know, get best practices and a ton of education opportunities at those shows too.
That's awesome. Is there anything else that CPG brands can expect going into these shows? What's up, truckers? If you're loving this episode of the Truck Yeah podcast, I guarantee you'll also love Zipline Logistics' newest ebook. It's called Leveraging Shipper Intelligence Technology to Navigate Supply Chain Issues. And this amazing ebook dives deep into how you can select the best shipping technology to maximize your brand's ROI, a peek into what technology that's out there, and everything you need to know about Zipline's proprietary shipping intelligence tool, Canopy. And you want to know the best part? It's completely free. So you can download the ebook by visiting www.ziplinelogistics.com or by simply clicking the link in the show notes. This is an amazing resource that you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to check out. So go download it right now. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Well, I mean, expect to be exhausted, right? It's a lot, even if you're not running around the show floor, which is what we're doing there. It's, you know, 30,000 steps a day. Even if you're just standing at the booth, the amount of engagement that you have with the show is just intense, right? I mean, you know, it's your lips are moving all day long, literally from open to close. And it's incredibly invigorating in the moment. It's I think maybe only nerds like me get excited by that environment, but it's really energizing in the moment, but you come away feeling really, really drained, or at least I do. So I'd expect that. And I would, if you're new to the show, you know, I would show up with recovery plans just as intense as your activity plans are.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And then truly, I think, you know, maybe something that doesn't get used enough, or at least in my experience, there is an enormous amount of education opportunity at the shows. I know I touched on that earlier, but at every one of these shows, there are experts in all sorts of operational and financial and sales and retail fields that, you know, are giving away incredibly valuable expertise for free, right? You're already at the show. It's just, usually it's not even taking you off the floor. It's, you know, before or after. And I think people should take much more advantage of those opportunities when they have them.
That's a really, really good point. And, you know, with trade shows, especially when we're talking about CPG brands, getting something out of it, is that what is the most beneficial for them, that advice? Or is there anything else that is truly beneficial for CPG brands at trade shows?
I mean, really, I think I could cover a lot of things with this. Connecting to retail buyers is, of course, the name of the game, right? At most of these shows, it's, you know, you're there, you're hoping that, you know, Costco or Whole Foods or, you know, one of those, you know, sort of aspirational retailers will stop by your booth, love your product, and give you an opportunity to, you know, get a test. I think that, you know, that's sort of like the maximum benefit that you could expect. Beyond that, though, just the opportunity to demo your product to, you know, tens, twenties, hundreds of thousands of people in some cases, right? I mean, Expo West, I mean, you might get 100,000, you know, feet walking through those doors, and that's an enormous demo opportunity and a place to get really valuable feedback on the quality of your product and how well it's being received and what your packaging is doing and what sort of messaging your brand is giving to the, you know, the general consumer just sort of walking through. You know, I'm not usually there to sample stuff, and honestly, I think out of courtesy, I try hard not to come up and take people's samples, right? Because in the end, I'm there to sell you something.
Yeah.
You know, I love when those opportunities arrive and I get to try something new. And I almost always come home with a new product that's going to live in my fridge or my freezer. At the last show I went to, I found a frozen dumpling brand, a soup dumplings. I've never owned soup dumplings in my home. I mean, I've ordered them, sure, like plenty of times. Never owned them. Never thought I should have them in my freezer. Tried these things at a show, and now I am like a subscriber.
You can't live without them now.
Yeah. And so I think that, you know, just from, you know, creating awareness among the consumer that, you know, that's one of those, you know, really foundational benefits that come from these shows beyond just buyers.
That's awesome. So, because I always thought when you went to the trade show, you were just everyone going there to sell. That was it. But it's really nice to hear that it is more than that. It's about connecting. It's about improving your product, your brand, you know, so much more than just, you know, like what you're buying off of a shelf. So that's really nice to hear that there's a continuous development with this.
The community, you know, again, I'm only speaking for CPG and CPGs and, you know, retail suppliers. Like I don't know what a packaging show is like, but what I'll say about the community and how it translates into the shows is that like you can get all the partying in that you want at these shows. It's the community is incredibly vibrant, a ton of fun. Again, it is as broad as it is, it's really, really tight knit. And you know, I've had some of the most fun, you know, nights of certainly my business travel life at these shows. I think I've been, you know, maybe as a result, the most exhausted I've ever been on site at some of these shows.
Sounds like it.
I had a brand that became a customer. I was pretty sure they saved my life. They were like a clean energy drink brand. And I had had a big night out with, you know, some show attendees and came across these folks at the show the next day. And they handed me a can of their blood orange energy drink. And it got me through the next day. And
that's amazing.
And then they became a long-term partner.
So speaking of your show days, we do have another show coming up, like you were talking about with the Expos, Expo West. Can you tell us a little bit more about some key details for Expo West? You know, dates, locations, what Zipline's offering at this event?
Yeah, absolutely. March 14 through 16 in Anaheim at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's a massive show. If you've never been, it takes up the entire convention space plus a couple of the sort of convention areas in the hotels that are attached. We're exhibiting lucky number 5555. Fan of that booth number this year. And as always, we're serving breakfast. We've got our signature brunch wrap supreme.
I love that thing. You guys let me taste it last year. It's really great.
It's a treat. It's a real treat. There'll be free happy hour also at the booth. And we'll be demoing our tech platform Canopy, which, you know, is free for Zipline partners and, you know, presents a pretty incredible value proposition for folks that work with us. And yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to have a big team out there. I'll be hustling all over that floor. So I'll look forward to meeting some people.
That's amazing. And just to close out our podcast, kind of one more note on like why we serve CPG brands and why these trade shows and everything that we put into them can positively affect those brands that we love and know so much.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, the consumer goods brands, retail suppliers, they have a, you know, a different and a tighter set of needs than your typical, you know, shipper. They need better visibility. They need better communication. They typically need higher quality trucks, better insurance, better risk management. They also need different data, different insight. They've got to understand the ins and outs of, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of retailers that, you know, from a logistics perspective would be really, really, really difficult to do if you aren't, you know, kind of a mega brand in that space. So, you know, we set out to serve the middle market and deliver them a value proposition that, you know, offers to not only, you know, take an enormous amount of work off their plate and replace that work with visibility and communication and data, but, you know, also promises to help them improve their retailer relationships and, you know, by proxy, you know, improve their sell-throughs on retail shelves. So, you know, the trade shows are an integrated part of an overall strategy, which is to serve consumer goods brands and retail suppliers in a way that nobody else in this space has ever really considered doing.
That's amazing. Well, hopefully everyone can give a try to one of these trade shows, starting with Expo West. You can catch Andrew on the floor if you really want to understand what it's about. Thank you so much for joining us today, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.